What time it is, we can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope. Daddy going to give you something to drink now.
Yeah, in the studio with Hardwood Forest Connor, we have Kelly Griffin in the studio. We have investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley, how are things going at Wright's Coin Shop?
Things are great.
You lost your power recently, right?
Yes, we lost the power. We had a huge storm, had to close a little bit early because we couldn't see anything, couldn't look at any coins, couldn't work up anything to put out in the trays, but all is well now.
So, you know, obviously you guys do a lot of stuff at Wright's Coin Shop.
We do.
And, of course, one thing is dealing with gold and silver. It's all over the place, right? It just keeps going up and down.
It is. It does. I know silver has also taken a big hit lately, but I just keep mine more.
Yeah.
That's really all you can do, and we cannot keep it in stock. So
now is the time to buy.
Yes. It is.
And if people would like to visit you,
yes.
If they want to just talk to you,
yes.
And just find out how to convert their money into more money, something that's stable, what do they need to do?
They can come see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville,
mm-hmm.
Or they can call me at 828-298-5402.
Okay, 828-298-5402.
Zero two.
Just to call you. Now, we've said before, you're a very busy lady.
I am. I'm not always there. I try, and sometimes I'm there all day long, like today, and other times I'm just kind of, you see my shadow as I pass.
Now, Mr. Mobius, are you still with us, sir?
I'm here.
It has come to my attention that apparently, okay, Shelley, you remember the topless rally in Asheville last
yes.
year?
Yes.
It's come to my attention that there is going to be another one in August. Is that right, Mobius?
That seems to be right.
And Shelley,
it was fun before, let's do it again.
Do you know about that, Shelley?
No, I didn't.
August 26th is what the report says here that I have from the Citizen Times. It's legal for a woman to run around topless in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Which is mind-boggling and wonderful. So, this is a chance, Shelley, for you to run around topless in public.
Uh-huh.
Are you? I mean, I know last year you just wanted to see how it was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
What about this year?
No, I will cheer from the sidelines, but no, I will not be participating.
Why is that? It's Women's Equality Day. Now, don't you want to promote equality?
I can promote equality without taking my shirt off.
But it probably helps to demonstrate it. I mean, to literally be there and to say, hey, I'm equal, you can take your shirt off, look at me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I can go about it another way, I'm sure.
You know, it's funny, I just realized that Forrest's fiance, Kelly, she just left the studio when I brought this up.
She did, didn't she?
Because you know what would happen if she was sitting here. I would ask her the same thing. Now, how would you feel if Kelly decided to go out and show her equality, Forrest?
Hey, She's a human being. She should be equal.
Go really? Okay. You wouldn't have a problem with that.
I'd be like, are you sure you want to do it? And like, it doesn't matter what I say or do anyway. She's going to do what she wants.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's one thing you learn as you get older.
Right.
About your women.
So either I'm okay with it or I'm not. It's going to happen either way.
Mobius, do you think we're going to have a big turnout this year? Because I know you're in touch with everybody through the social media. I talked earlier on the show about how we're doing a big Facebook drive now. We want everybody who enjoys our Facebook page to come and hit like on it. You manage the Facebook page. What's your sense of how this new topless rally is going to go?
Let's look back at the old and compare. There were two different versions of the news story. Essentially, WLOS TV showed up, I think, after it ended or everybody moved, and they did it as a small gathering of maybe a couple of hundred people. The Ask Citizen Times got there when everything seemed to be at the peak, and they reported the largest gathering of people in the area of the monument during Bell Share since the end of WW2. And, I mean, it was crowded. It didn't look like anyone else would have fit. So, you know, depending on who you believe, and the pictures seem to be realistic, both used, it was either huge or small. So I think this year, we need to send people from the show and document and come back so we know what happened.
All right, and by the way, your cell phone, I know you're on your cell phone. We've had storms in the area. Your signal's a little bit wishy-washy. Can we try calling you on your other number?
I might have just fixed it by changing my position. Is that better?
Yeah, that sounds better. Okay, now here's what I'm thinking, and I want you guys to give me input on whether this is a good idea or a bad idea. We know there are going to be a lot of women running around on August 26th in downtown Asheville, I think 1 p.m., in Pack Square, jiggling their goods around. And it's going to get a lot of attention. I mean, even last year, I see the pictures, and what you see is just an ocean of bystanders with their cell phones raised, with their video cameras. Everybody came down to document this. I'm thinking that maybe, just maybe, I should say, if there are women listening to this program who are willing to go down there for the topless rally, and right there on their front side, just maybe, you know, below or above the goods, they write speakingofstrange.com. And run around like this, right in the middle of Pack Square, for at least a half an hour. I mean, we have to have video documentation or good pictures or whatever. Maybe I'll give them a nice prize. Now, I was going to say, like, hey, the first woman, I give you $50 or something like that for advertising. Now, you're shaking your head, Shelley. What is this, a good or a bad idea?
That sounds kind of cheap, offering money for your speakingofstrange.com on somebody's...
Cheap? That's quality advertising.
Maybe what I'm trying to say is perhaps tacky.
No.
Okay, well...
There's a couple casinos, online casinos that do that. Like, you'll see them streaking it like professional baseball games or football games all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Like during the seventh inning stretch, you'll see this naked guy running across the field with...
Floppity flop.
And yeah, let's not forget, the theme of this rally is equality.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So?
Okay, you guys just aren't getting it. So, yeah.
What do you mean we're not getting it? What are you talking about?
I don't...
Equality, yeah. Well, men can take their shirt off. So women are now saying, yeah, I can take my shirt off, except some of them have speakingofstrange.com written around their frontal areas.
Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong with that? Okay, Mobius, what do you think about it? Is this a good or a bad idea?
I'm going to be smart and abstain from this conversation.
Well, okay, let me just put it out there then. If any women out there write speakingofstrange.com with like a magic marker or something, very clearly legible, or on their front side, and attend this rally, again, at least 30 minutes, and they run around, and you know we've got documentation of this, then I will send them something nice. I might even take them out on a date. Now, yes, I'm married, but my wife understands I'm strictly professional, and this would only be for promotional purposes. What do you think?
Humanitarian.
Yes, yeah. I'm doing what I can for women's equality, and I'm not seeing appreciation coming back at me here in the studio. Well, Mobius, well, Shelley, what if it was Wright's Coin Shop? Then you'd be okay with it, right?
No.
Why not? What are you talking
about? This is not what this rally is about. It's not.
This is exactly what it's about. It's about women pulling off their shirts and saying, look at these puppies.
Uh-huh.
That's precisely, but...
And the commercialism...
That's an added bonus.
Uh-huh.
For all of us, because we promote women's equality on the show. It goes hand in hand. It's a marriage made in heaven.
Really? We promote equality on the show? Really?
I'm seeing
depravity and...
We're coming up on a break here. So, okay, Kelly Griffin is back in the studio. She keeps pushing her microphone away. Well, we can't hear you unless you get the mic.
Here I am.
Okay, would you go downtown on Women's Topless Day, Kelly, on August 26th, and show your goods off?
What's the cause that they're showing the
brand? Women's equality. It's okay for a man to do it, so why not a woman? It's legal, so why not make an example?
Well, I think women and their bras is something sacred. I don't think that's
sacred.
Something... Yeah.
Well, that's why we're celebrating it.
Well, celebrated by, you know, it should be your significant other. I don't think you should just show the world your boobs.
You know, when Thomas Jefferson was writing the Declaration of Independence, he originally put, "We hold these truths to be sacred. All men are created equal." And Benjamin Franklin said, smacks of the pulpit. Let's say self-evident. I say it's self-evident and sacred that women should be able to pull their shirts off, show their puppies wherever they want, whenever they want, and we should celebrate that by supporting speakingofstrange.com written right there. What do you think, Kelly?
You know, I'm thinking about, this may be off the subject, but I'm thinking about if you watch movies, it's okay for women to be naked. It's full frontal is okay. But you never see the front of a man.
Rarely, but it's becoming more
every
common.
Every once in a while, but, I mean, I don't understand what...
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, let me tell you how Captain Kirk fits into all this. Captain Kirk, actually... I'm talking William Shatner. He somehow peripherally fits into this. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange. Stick around for more right after this.
She was young and pretty.
That's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some of the more potentially outrageous material. Stuff that, is offensive to the more sensitive. Not for the kiddies. And, it's real news. And we're just doing our best to report it to you as we find it. Keep in mind also, as I mentioned earlier, if you go to joshuapwarren.com, there is no period after the P, you can take a look at the little pendants that we have a very limited quantity of that contain some rubble from the real Dracula's castle in Transylvania. And a laser grid. It's a combo. The laser grid helps you see phantasmal things with your naked eyes. So go check it out, why it's there, why it lasts, at joshuapwarren.com. By the way, Forrest, you recently went down to South Carolina and saw one of, we'll say a set of our friends down there, Mark Jones and Rebel Sinclair.
We did.
And I just want to, give them a shout out. They're always wonderful. They give everybody a good time down there. Black Cat Tours. If you're going to go to Charleston, that's the way to go.
Right. Just look it up. BlackCatTours.com on the web, I believe, is their website. And, of course, met up with Mark and Rebel, and we were looking for some sort of off-the-grid stuff that not the local run-of-the-mill tours give you. And, of course, Mark and Rebel both can tell you some great places to go. Even if you take a tour, just pull them aside and say, "Hey, tell me some cool places to go that the tour can't go."
Right. They'll give you that personal insight. Mark Jones, he's a native of Charleston there. So before the break, we were talking about the topless rally, and I mentioned that something weird regarding nudity happened to Captain Kirk, William Shatner. At the L.A. airport, Los Angeles airport in California, he, as they claim, was nursing a bruised ego, they say, because he was going through the airport and was singled out for a search by officials. Isn't that just, doesn't that figure, that, of all the profiles that you could come up with for who's going to, be a terrorist or bring down a plane or be a threat, you pick out Captain Kirk, William Shatner. I mean, it seems to me that there is some abuse going on. Some of these people, they take advantage of their ability to pull individuals out of the crowd.
Yes.
We're fighting a hand phaser.
Yeah. We've seen this happen with politicians. So they pull out Captain Kirk. They start searching him. He had decided to wear some loose-fitting clothing for his journey, as most people do. He didn't have a belt or anything. And at one point, his trousers dropped. So imagine, regardless, I'm sure these TSA guys, they pretend like, oh, they don't know, he's just another random guy. I'm sure everybody else at the airport knew it was Captain Kirk. So they're watching him. His pants fall down in front of everybody, as they're giving him the once-over. He was red-faced. At least he was wearing underwear. What was on that underwear? Little Spocks, little Leonard Nimoy. So he says, quote, "It was awful to have people looking at me with my pants down. Probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. It was a long flight, so I wanted to wear loose clothing because I didn't want anything to bind me," end quote. Yeah, Captain Kirk, he's got a lot going on. Very, very manly man. Didn't want to be bound. Didn't want to contain that beast. That's from the Toronto Sun. So, yeah, it's ridiculous. All right, let's move on to the UK here. This is interesting. There's a woman in the UK who apparently, according to this story in the Huffington Post, is the world's heaviest woman. weighs in, let's see, or she weighed in recently at 643 pounds. I've seen pictures of her, and you can imagine. Now she's trying to lose weight, and she has discovered that one of the easiest ways to do it is by...
not eating?
She's getting it on. That's her physical activity. She is getting it on, and she says, I'm losing about 500 calories a session. Quote, it's great exercise just jiggling around, end quote.
Exercise.
And here's another quote. My bed is strengthened, and although I can't buy sexy lingerie, I drape a nice sheet over me, end quote. That sounds enticing. So they say she's been consuming 10,000 calories a day. Her goal is to get down to 532 pounds. And so, you know, a little shake, a little jiggle. It's amazing. You know, it reminds me of those old machines in the early 1900s and the late 1800s. That you'd strap that band around your waist and it'd just like jiggle you back and forth. Maybe that works. Once you get to a certain size, every little calorie, every little movement matters. Maybe you can jiggle the weight off. I haven't seen that used much recently, but, you know, is this something we should reinvent? The jiggle machine? Maybe, you know, that's what the Sibian is. Some of you will get that, some of you will not. Very appropriate time to bring that up. So anyway, obviously, Guinness Book might be a little bit disappointed about this. She might lose that title. Next story, British Columbia, Canada. You know, not too long ago, we were talking about the that crazy man, Luca Magnotta, who dismembered that dude after he, like, horribly tortured him. It was a dark, dark 30 hour when I was describing watching the video. Now, it kind of reminds me of this. This is from the whofortedblog.com. A man accused of murdering and dismembering his roommate is currently on trial. He says that an entity was speaking to him and through him, and inspired him to do this. Basically, these guys moved into an apartment together. Police came in after they'd had reports of disturbances. And basically, now again, I'm just going to say this. Let me give a warning. Turn off this radio if you're easily offended. Not for kids. Okay. They found his testicles in a marshmallow bag. Now, they opened the freezer. I don't know about you guys, but I've roasted some marshmallows recently. And if I pulled out a marshmallow bag and stuck... Well, look, I don't even want to get... Anyway.
Was it a mini marshmallow bag or the full-size marshmallow bag, or was it a jump-up marshmallow bag?
I don't know...
Just a bag of fluff.
How well they fit. Maybe it was a Stay Puft marshmallow bag. They also found other parts of his body, all the other parts, basically, you know, and his thumbs. But it says that, yeah, he said that there was an entity called Ernie Gucci Gucci Goo that was speaking to him and giving him inspiration to kill and dismember the victim. Apparently the entity was talking to the cops and said, quote, yeah, you would call it murder, end quote. So, you know, there you go. Another example of people flipping out, doing weird things. Okay, we're coming up on a break. When we come back, I'll tell you about, it's a naked man story. We have a lot of these. Naked man story.
This one from Scottsdale, Arizona. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the Dark 30 Hour. It's the show that explores the summit of man's enlightenment, the pit of his depravity. It's called Speaking of Strange, and we'll be back right after this.
Elle lutte à se débat, mais ne résistera pas. Je suis bloqué là.
Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour you should turn off the radio if there are kids present or if you're easily offended. We're reading some of the more outrageous and controversial news. We've got Mr. Mobius on the line. We have producer Hardwood Forrest Connor, investigator Shelley Wright. We have Kelly Griffin. Man, it's just a packed studio, packed house tonight. And keep in mind, we, as I have mentioned recently, have the new Sunshine Simple Junior available. This program brought to you in large part by the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. If you haven't seen the little video that I did that demonstrates what the Sunshine Simple solar generator is all about, go check it out. Go to sunshinesimple.com and just watch the video. You'll be amazed. In fact, all these people are out of power. Millions of people in the Northeast with these storms coming in. Mr. Mobius, you were out of power recently, right?
I had the actual experience of using the unit. When the power went out here, we had a party. We had people visiting. And all of a sudden, it's exactly like your video. The power went out. Zip. Everything stopped, all music, all light, and everybody was like, wow. And they were starting to leave. And it was so cool. I'm like, wait a minute, I've got one of these sitting here. This is what they're for. Switched it on. People started recharging their phones, looking up music. We had a small computer going, and we had backup to the cable and the router. So everything, all of a sudden, lights are coming on, and everybody was just amazed. So 4 hours, we had an extended power outage. We were fine. Party continued. No one even noticed. So it is so amazing when you have that power within your hands.
Well, you know, the weather is so extreme. In Arizona, you know, it's always hot as hell out there. It's been around 120 degrees in that area. And from Scottsdale, Arizona, naked man carjacks a Prius. Of all things to carjack. Witnesses say guy got out of a car, started taking his clothes off. They say, quote, we saw some guy walking, actually running around, 100% naked. End quote. 100%! Nick, that's an interesting way of putting it.
Wasn't even wearing socks.
Yeah, wasn't even wearing his glasses. 100% naked. Police and witnesses said the man's behavior was erratic. Oh, you think? It says, quote, he started talking all this nonsense, like him being the son of Satan, end quote. He jumped on the roof of a car, approached the driver of another car, and then he just, you know, carjacked Prius, pulled the female driver out. Police said the man ended up driving the Prius the wrong way, rolled the car, and caused a five-car wreck. People were injured. So, you know, this guy, he is facing a lot of different charges right now. When I was in Phoenix, Arizona a few years ago, one of the few times in my life I've been kicked out of a bar. I won't get into that right now. The residents there said, hey, we're all crazy here because the heat fries our brains. And, you know, it scrambles them. It scrambles the brains like eggs. But that's... maybe that's part of what's happening widespread across the country. I mean, obviously, you can imagine how hot it's been in parts of Florida! Palm Bay, Florida. 7-Eleven story. A man there told police he robbed a 7-Eleven because he was upset with his fiance for refusing to, you know, be intimate with him. And because he needed money to buy car insurance. Okay. Interesting combination. Says that, you know, he probably would have committed more robberies if he hadn't been caught. The guy went into a 7-Eleven with a BB gun.
Don't you get just as much time for a BB gun as a real gun?
Not probably. You should. I mean, it's all about, you know, the impression. Robbing somebody with a weapon. And, you know, so at least the guy, he's admitted to it, and he's in trouble now. Next story, India. Let's see here. Why is this man allergic to porn? Is that part of the headline? 24-year-old bachelor in India. He's saying that for the past 2 years, whenever he tries to watch an X-rated movie, he experiences, quote, severe exploding, end quote, headaches that develop gradually and peak about 10 minutes into a scene. The intensity so severe he had to abort watching it. to avoid foregoing porn altogether, he was advised by neurologists to take quite a bit of painkillers half hour before turning on the video. And researchers found, oddly, that other, you know, similar types of scenarios did not trigger this, only just watching porn. So, you know, this guy's like a neurological marvel at this point. I don't know how to explain this. Maybe the guy has some problem with, you know, watching TV. Maybe it's that flicker flame... flicker frame rate messing with him. I mean, anybody here ever experienced an allergy, a headache, any reaction like that to seeing something that is adult-oriented?
I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I'm just surprised the doctor didn't say the obvious. Okay, dude, don't watch it.
Yeah, duh.
It's like the old joke, right? Guy goes into the doctor's office and says, doctor, it hurts, you know, when I move my arm this way. And doctor says, hey, don't move your arm that way.
Yeah.
That is pretty strange. I mean, if indeed true, it maybe it has an electronic component there. I don't know. Never heard of such a thing. I've heard of women who have headaches right before something that's about to happen. Now, here's something that we've talked about to a certain extent before. This is a story from Illinois. Basically, they're having problems in Illinois with this very toothy fish that can weigh up to 55 pounds. It's a fish that primarily eats nuts, aquatic vegetation, and snails. but you could look at that in more ways than one. You've probably heard the term ball cutter. This is the ball cutter fish. And, I mean, it's got a set of choppers that looks like, it looks like a set of dentures. It looks like human teeth in its mouth. Now, I mean, I've heard about this fish being in other countries, but in Illinois now? I mean, and basically, you know, it's self-explanatory. You know why they call it the ball cutter.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you can imagine what it's doing. It swims up to men, and then, you know, ball cutting goes on. It says they're native to the Amazon basin. They were released into Papua New Guinea in the 1990s into their waters there to boost fisheries. Why would you release
why
that
would
anywhere?
Why would you do that?
That needs to go extinct immediately. Says here they're thinking that any in the lakes of Illinois are most likely former aquarium pets. And so anyone caught dumping the fish in the lake could face criminal charges. I hope so.
I mean, do you go to the pet store and say, I want a ball cutter fish?
I want a ball cutter.
If that happened to me, I would go Moby Dick. And that fish, if it was the last thing I did, would be extinct.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Just call him Ishmael.
Easton, Pennsylvania. Man says he was not committing a lewd act when he was driving last year. He was just doing a little grooming. Says he exposed himself to a truck driver in October, speeding up and slowing down as the truck driver did. His attorney said he was manscaping and that looks can be deceiving.
There are just some things you should not multitask.
Yeah.
Manscaping in Pennsylvania. I've only got a couple stories left here, and believe it or not, they're both from Florida. So we're going to take a break here in a little bit, and when we come back, one of them is from Fort Pierce, Florida. The other from Jacksonville, Florida. And they both involve men who are doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And they involve, well, look, I'll just save it for after the break. It's the Dark 30 Hour, if you haven't caught on to this already. It's the time when we dig into the most outrageous, disturbing, weird, controversial stuff, not for the easily offended, not for the kiddies. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
It's a Dark 30 Hour.
In the final minutes of tonight's program, I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. I want to give a shout-out to all of our listeners in Afghanistan. You know, I keep running into people who have relatives who are serving in Afghanistan, and they get together, they gather around a computer, and they listen to mainly podcasts, sometimes streams of this show. So, hey, thank you guys and ladies in Afghanistan. Hope that we are providing you plenty of entertainment, and we appreciate what you're doing. So, like I say, shout out to the troops. Pretty cool, huh, guys?
Yes.
All right. Last two stories of the night. And you'll see why I saved them for last. Turn off the radio if you're easily offended. Not for the kiddies. One from Fort Pierce, Florida. Man was arrested there. He was driving his Jeep Cherokee down the road when a tow truck driver pulled up alongside him, looked down and saw the man naked in his car doing things to himself that he should not be doing on the roadway, especially when you're supposed to have your hands on the wheel. And the man was eventually pulled over on the side of Interstate 95, and it took him a moment, apparently, to pull over. The officer said it looked like he was still trying to get dressed. And, of course, the cops pulled him over. They knew what was going on, and they asked him that favorite question that all cops ask. Why were you doing this? Why? And the guy's answer was, I have problems, and I need to get therapy. Okay, honest answer. They got him out of the car. They started patting him down. And how can I say this? They found that he had a toy gun. What's the word I'm looking for here?
He was packing.
Thank you, Mobius. He was packing a toy gun. And, you know, there are only so many places that a man can pack things when he's naked. So you can imagine where this was packed. So he was booked for lewd and lascivious behavior. Now, we know things are always going crazy in Florida. Things are always going nuts down there. But this one I save for last. This is really gross. It's really disturbing. From Jacksonville, Florida. So, again, turn off the radio. You know, Shelley, last time we did this program, we had a story about pharmacies. We talked about Walgreens.
Ah, yes, I remember that.
And then CVS.
Yes.
At one of these, I think a guy was trying to steal some type of a toy, and at the other, there was a naked woman who was shoveling ice cream into her mouth, right? This is really messed up. Right now, police in Florida are looking for a man. He's currently an unidentified suspect who repeatedly, apparently, went into a CVS pharmacy there to return boxes of enemas. And he claimed, apparently, that he had been buying them for his mother, and that it turned out she didn't need them. So they got the boxes. They looked like they were unopened. Everything was properly packaged. And so the employees were just putting them back on the shelf. Well, this went on for a while until finally an employee decided to check one of the boxes to make sure they had not been tampered with. And at that point, they realized all of these enemas had been used. This guy had been, well, somehow they were getting used. And then he was repackaging them, re-gluing them, and returning them so that it looked as if they had not been opened. Right now, they think that over a two-month period, as many as 12 of these enema packages have been returned. And right now, they're trying to contact best they can. How do you do this? At least 21 customers who may have bought any of the potentially impacted products. I don't know how that works out, how the 12 enema packages affects 21 customers. That's a whole other mystery to be solved here. But, yeah, there may be 21 people out there. They're taking samples. They're investigating the matter on these things. And basically, it's a big police investigation, or basically it's a very thorough anal probe. That's going to do it for this edition of the program. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Tune in next week for a new show. You are commanded!